And good morning. It is 16 minutes after 8 a.m. You're tuned to your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW, in Sitka. Joining me in the studio, Pat Alexander with the Sitka Historical Society, Ryan Carpenter with Sitka National Historical Park, here to talk about some of the things that are coming up regarding the sesquicentennial celebration. Welcome to Morning Edition, folks.
Thank you so much. Good morning, Melissa.
Thank you, Melissa.
Well, let's talk about what's happening. There's a series of events beginning on March 28th, as I understand it. What are these? Oh, and Hal Spackman's here with the Historical Society as well. Hal, we can set up a mic for you there. Yeah, that's perfect. That's great.
Well, I can go ahead and
go ahead, Ryan.
I can share some information about some of the activities that are going on at the park. So on Wednesday, March 29th, from 6 to 8 p.m., there'll be an art exhibit opening. And so the art exhibit is entitled Voices of Change, Perspectives on the Transfer of Alaska from Russia to the United States. And so the idea behind this is to give opportunities for artists throughout the state. And actually, we received a couple of submissions from artists outside of the state to create art from a number of different mediums and give artists the opportunity to be able to voice their perspectives on the impacts of the Treaty of Cession and the transfer on the Alaska Native people and people in general throughout the state. And so we've had a number of submissions. We have 8 artists who are going to be debuting their artwork on Wednesday night. A couple of local artists, Robert Davis Hoffman is one and Mary Goddard is another. And so we're very excited about the opportunity to be able to look at the impacts of the Treaty of Cession and the transfer from a number of different unique perspectives.
What are some of the media that are going to be featured?
Yeah, it's really dynamic and different. And so there are paintings, sculptures, some beadwork, some digital art. One of the more unique pieces is that there are going to be pieces that are going to be displayed along the trail. And so there's going to be some plaques with some poetry on them along the totem trail. And so most of the pieces are going to be in the interior of the visitor center. However, we'll have that unique outdoor perspective and piece. Yeah.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
So Pat and Hal, give us the perspective from the Sitka Historical Society. What's happening with you folks?
Well, one of the things that we're doing is a whole week of events. One of the things Ryan's talking about is just one piece of it. And starting Tuesday night, we're going to have a youth salute to history that Jan Love has been working on, and it's going to be fabulous. It's got kids that are involved. It starts at 6:30. It's at Centennial Hall. It's got the fourth grade doing a transfer play. There's kids doing music. There the Sesqua Singers from Keep Gushaheen, the high school band, the high school choir, of Sitka Spruce dancers, the gymnastics kids. And so it's going to be just a lot of really variety. And so I think it'll be a lot of fun. I hope you can come. That's 6:30 at the Centennial Hall, the 28th. That's Tuesday night. Then, Ryan, what Ryan talked about is Wednesday. Mm-hmm. And then Thursday, Pat's going to talk a little bit more about it, but it's a celebration of the Tlingit people who were, you have lived here so long, and it's hard to do any kind of a commemoration without including them, and it's just wonderful that they're part of it. And then Friday night's a museum walk. There are 6 museums in town, and people, museums are historical sites in town that are really significant. And when you think about it, it's like, what town of this size has that? And so starting at 6:00, all of those sites are going to be open. And, that includes National Park Service, Totem Park, the Russian Bishop's House, St. Michael's Cathedral, Sitka Maritime Society, Heritage Society, and the Sitka History Museum. And so we're going to try, and Sheldon Jackson Museum. Too many to remember. And so hopefully people will come and visit each one of those sites. And then we're going to have, at the end of it, we're going to have refreshments at the Centennial Hall and a string quartet that's playing. It'll be pretty fun. That's Friday night, the 31st. And then Saturday night, we're going to culminate all of the activities with a concert called Music Across the Borders. And it features really a world-renowned trio that plays traditional Russian folk music that's called Moscow Nights Trio. And in addition to them, the Russian-American colony singers are going to perform. And so a couple of local acts are getting engaged, too, because the whole idea is that history, people have different perspectives of history, and sometimes it's hard for all groups to join in and celebrate that. But we still can celebrate the culture that we have made in Alaska. And so this is really about celebrating the cultures of Alaska. So that's at the Performing Arts Center, the PAC, and that starts at 7 o'clock. And that one is $20 for adults and $15 for, or $10 for students and seniors. But it is a wonderful, professionally done event, and I'm hoping we get a big turnout for that.
Okay. Well, Pat, tell us about what's happening on the 30th at the Shikokwan Nakahiri.
Thank you, Melissa. It will be a commemoration of the Treaty of Session, but from a slightly different perspective. For 150 years, we have read the history of the transfer of Alaska from a non-Native point of view, and this will be an opportunity for people to hear that story from a different perspective. It will be at 7 p.m. at the Shikokwan Nakahiri. And I want to be clear that this celebration is for everyone, for all of the citizens of Sitka, visitors. It's an opportunity to hear some of the rich history that existed here in Sitka since the Ice Age. And it is an opportunity to open a door to the Native people from the Sitka History Museum to look at stories that are told in the future. In our museum should automatically include the perspective of Native people. And I do feel that it's something that can be the beginning of a healing time to look at what happened and how we feel about it and where do we go from here. So it's an invitation to the Native people of Sitka to start sharing their history with us so that it also can be, the parts that they want can be captured in the museum to share with the greater world outside, you know, the larger world. And it's fascinating, I must say. And every time I speak with elders, culture bearers, clan leaders, I learn so much. And I think that it will be a very good time. I think there will be certain Tlingit dancing and singing. And it's a worthwhile way to spend your evening. I think you'll enjoy it.
Okay, and that's on the 30th at the Shikokwan Nakahiri.
At 7 p.m.
At 7 p.m. Right, great. Is there a website with a calendar of all the events happening?
Yeah, you can go to www.ak150, and it'll show all of those websites, as well as the Sitka Historical Society's website. So you can Google that in. And I would guess, does the Park Services have that, Ryan, too?
We do, yeah. Yeah, we have information primarily focused on the events that include the Park Service, but we also have some documents that the Historical Society has developed that we have up at the park to help promote the events.
I think the best way to look at it is it starts Tuesday night, and then you can go every night of the week.
Just keep on going.
Yeah.
And Pat?
Yes. Melissa, I want to emphasize that we see this as a beginning of a process, and we will work at the pace that the Native community would like to work at in order to decide if they would like to have input in the displays of the museum and which ones and so on. So it's a very beginning. And there will be other sesquicentennial events throughout the year, and it's an opportunity to work together and to really save some oral history in writing. Thank you.
Well, perhaps we could just take a moment to honor the fact that the celebration of the sesquicentennial in Sitka is not just a celebration of an historical event. Mm-hmm. This is challenging what all of you are doing here, and it is an opportunity to breathe, to take a moment, to appreciate how deeply felt this history is and how it continues to live, and to honor that. And thank you all for doing that.
And there is one very, really key word that we have been using too, and the word is commemoration, because not all people celebrate the event. But it certainly, as you said, it's an opportunity to reflect mm-hmm. on our heritage, our culture, our history, and even Governor Walker declared 2017 a year of history and heritage. So we're hoping people come to this, and all of the people who have planned it, there have been so many people involved, and as Pat said, things continue with podcasts and speaker series that are fascinating. So I hope people attend these, because it's a lot of work that people have put in the background to make them happen. So,
and to set an intention to move forward into the future in a particular way that mm-hmm. is meaningful.
Definitely.
Well, thank you all for joining us this morning. Any parting thoughts?
Thanks for the opportunity to make this information known. Mm-hmm. The event that I spoke of, again, will be March 30th at 7 p.m. at the Shika Kwan Nakahiti. And we welcome everyone. Every person is invited.
Great. Well, thanks so much, everyone, for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Melissa.
Thanks
Melissa.